This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Bruce Sanborn joins me on the program, live from Los Angeles, California. Bruce, we're expecting another snowstorm. Starts late tonight, early tomorrow morning. So tell me about the weather you got.
Oh, it's just miserable out here. Okay, it's got up to 65. You know, so we didn't get into the 70s today, and it's not. There's some high clouds.
It's what?
There are some high clouds.
There are. You do have some clouds in the sky. Oh,
yeah,
shucks.
You know those nice, real high ones kind of streak across the sky, and it's, you know, the sun's out, and you know, I went bike riding to Playa del Rey yesterday, which is always nice, and
Filmmaker, screenwriter, producer, director, musician. Bruce Sanborn, live from Los Angeles. So, Bruce, let's start with the DVDs that are being released anon. What's coming out?
These are the ones that, these are some interesting releases that have just come out this week. So, if you're not aware that they're out there, you may want to see it. The big one is a movie called This Is It. It's the Michael Jackson, basically the Michael Jackson rehearsal movie.
Okay.
They had a camera crew on the set filming him while he was going through rehearsals for his last tour, which obviously never took place because he died over the summer. I have not seen this film, but the people, like, I've talked to a lot of people who have, and they say that this is a terrific film if you want to learn about rehearsal process. If you want to learn what goes into putting on a show, you know, it's fantastic, and he's very detail-oriented and very into it. My musician friends were less impressed because, you know, this is all the stuff we already know. But if you're kind of a novice in that field, it might be interesting. Saw 6 was released this week. If you saw Saw, then you may want to see Saw 6.
And this is a movie. It's spelled S-A-W.
Yes.
This is one of them slasher flicks, right?
This is so far beyond slasher flicks. It's just somebody coined the term torture porn to describe this whole genre.
Torture porn? That's awful.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, you know, come on. It's whatever.
So this is way beyond what we grew up with, like Halloween and Friday the 13th.
Oh, are you kidding?
I've never seen Saw. No, I have no idea.
You've never seen a movie like this?
No.
Oh, boy.
That kind of stuff just disturbs me. I find it really uncomfortable. I don't like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and what kind of unnerves me is the people that it doesn't disturb.
The people who enjoy it.
I want to see that again. I like that.
Yeah.
And so, whatever. There's another movie out called Whip It.
About a dog?
No, it's Whip It. Good guess, though.
Yeah.
It's about a young, I don't know where they come up with this stuff. I think this is the film that was directed by Drew Barrymore. I'm not sure. I think it was. But it's about a young girl who feels out of place in her small town, as some young girls in Charlottesville might feel. So she joins the roller derby.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. Is that good?
Oh, come on. You have to ask.
We're talking live with Bruce Sanborn from Los Angeles. What else is on DVD?
Oh, we got the Bruce Willis film came out this week, Surrogates, which is like Avatar without cartoon Smurfs. There's another film called The Intention of Lying. I Hope They Serve Beer in Hell is another one. White Out with Kate Beckinsale is another one. Bright Star, Gamer, the Gerard Butler film, came out this week. Halloween 27. I think they came out a couple of weeks ago. Also, a couple of weeks ago came out The Hurt Locker, which is a film that many, many people should see.
I will tell you, I rented that last weekend, and I watched it, and I enjoyed like about 80 or 90% of it.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was a good movie.
Well, if you like that much of it, you know, shoot, that's not bad.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if you like the credits and nothing else, then you probably wouldn't recommend it to people.
How about movies? What's opening?
The big movie opening this week and what they're touting is a film called Edge of Darkness with Mel Gibson. It's one of those thrillers. Obviously, it's not Edge of Lightness or Edge of Sunshine. It's Edge of Darkness. And it's possibly going to rival Avatar at the box office.
Really?
Yeah.
The new
Avatar
Bruce Willis.
Been number one at the box office since it came out.
So Avatar is already the number one movie of all time?
No, number one movie at the box office.
Oh.
Number one movie of all time is, when adjusted for inflation, is Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind. Oh,
both in terms of the number of people who have seen it and the amount of money it made adjusted for inflation.
Well, it is a fantastic movie.
In fake dollars, it's Titanic.
So Avatar beat Titanic?
No, not yet, but it probably will.
Yeah.
Titanic grossed almost $1 billion.
Holy mackerel.
Here's the problem that you have with these big films, though. Avatar cost $400 million to make. $400 million. You know, the return on the investment just isn't that great. There are two films that come to mind that just were brilliant in terms of making money. The first, Mad Max, with Mel Gibson.
I enjoyed that. I remember going to see that in high school at a midnight movie theater, and that was fantastic.
Yeah, well, the thing grossed $100 million on a $100,000 budget.
Ooh, that's a return.
Yeah. The other one that did really well was, remember the Blair Witch Project?
Yes.
They shot that for about $10,000.
And made millions. And
it grossed close to $200 million.
Oh, my gosh. I'm in the wrong business.
Seriously? Those are the movies I want to make.
Yeah. Oh, man. All you got to do is make one.
Yeah. And you make one of those movies, you get released, you make that kind of money, you know what you do the rest of your life?
Nothing. Whatever you want.
You laugh. All you do is laugh.
Laugh.
You just sit and ha-ha-ha-ha-ha.
Bruce Sanborn, laughing from Los Angeles. So this Bruce Willis movie is opening tonight, right? Today?
No, that's the one that's coming out on DVD. Edge of Darkness opens tonight, the Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson, I'm sorry. So Mel Gibson movie is opening today, and this is supposed to be another big blockbuster.
Potentially, yeah. There's another film opening today called When in Rome. It stars Kirsten Bell. Do you know who Kirsten Bell is?
No,
I actually met her. I was doing a shoot with her, and yeah, she's a nice girl, so I'm not going to trash her, but... It just looks so predictable. Let me read you the tag, and you tell me how excited you get it. An ambitious young New Yorker, Kristen Bell, disillusioned with romance, takes a whirlwind trip to Rome where she defiantly plucks magic coins from a fountain of love, inexplicably igniting the passion of those who threw them in.
Uh-huh.
I'm lining up.
Is that like
herein lies the problem with this time of
year.
Sounds
like a date movie.
Well, it's not even a date. That's like, you better really like her if you're going to go see it. You know, to sit through this.
Yeah.
I mean, jeez Louise. And this is no slam against Kristen. She really is. She's a nice girl. I like her a lot. But if movies are coming out in January, they're probably not very good. You want to release movies when everyone is going to movies, and they go to movies during the summer. When you're releasing films in the fall and into the winter, that's when you get all the serious films, all of the big, the big Christmas releases. But you also get all the Oscar and award contenders that are coming out that time of year. If a movie is opening in January, it's generally because they didn't have any other place to release it. They don't think it's going to make much money, and it's, just kind of a graveyard for new releases.
It's just a dumping ground. It's a filler.
Yeah, because you got nothing.
Interesting.
They know it's a turkey, so they're going to, release it now and be done with it.
My son said the other night, my son is a big movie fan. He knows all the movies that are coming out, the DVD releases, the studios. He memorizes all of them. And he said,
you put him on the air? What are you talking to me for?
He said the other day he wanted to go see Karate Kid. And I said, no, that's an old movie. I think you're a little too young for that. And my wife looked at me and said, no, they redid it. It's a new version. What did they redo Karate Kid for? That was perfect. That was a fantastic movie.
John Huston had the theory that they should remake some of the bad movies, not some of the good ones. The good ones had a combination of factors involved that made it an extraordinary movie. You can't duplicate that. Why would you remake Casablanca? Why would you remake Gone with the Wind? And yet they've tried to do both. Whereas some of the other movies, he was talking in particularly about a film called The Roots of Heaven that he did with Errol Flynn in Africa. That was a good idea for a film, but the execution just didn't quite come off, and it ended up being a mediocre film. Given more time and so on, you could go back and make it a really great film. But they want to remake these. Like Karate Kid has name recognition. Number one,
yeah.
Number two, it has built in audience, and it's a tried and true formula. They know the first one was successful. They'll try it with a new audience, you know, kind of trying to update it, et cetera, et cetera. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. The best example, well, not the best, but an example I can think of would be the original Fame, which came out in 1980 with Irene Cara and I Want to Live Forever. You know,
you mean they redid that too? They redid
they
that?
Just read that? Well, yeah, obviously you missed it because it came out last year. The remake of
I have no idea.
So
that's why I talk to you, Bruce. I don't know, Bruce. That's why I have to talk to you. I don't know. I didn't know they redid Fame. Now, what are they thinking to redo that? That was a great movie.
They were thinking to make money.
Why are they doing this, Bruce? They got to be more creative than that.
They were thinking to make money. Somebody had a line one time, and I've cribbed it many times. When you set out to make a movie, you can either set out to make a movie or you can set out to make money. You can't do both. If you set out to make money, you're going to bomb. If you set out to make a movie, you might make money and make a movie.
Bruce Sanborn, filmmaker, screenwriter, producer, director, musician, live from Los Angeles, where the weather is a lot nicer there than it is here.
Oh, so, I guarantee you that.
Hey, what's
I'm
your
so happy I'm not there.
What are the projects in the works? Anything in the trades about what's going on with new projects coming down the pike?
Yeah, I don't want to spend too much time on this because we're kind of running out of time here. But just a couple of them. Toy Story 3 is going to be coming out later this year. If you like Toy Story 1 and 2, has been, you know, that was 10 years ago.
I like them both.
But Toy Story 3, that's coming out. My page is just not switching over. My computer crashed literally 15 minutes before I went on the air.
Oh.
So it's just oodles.
So Toy Story 3 is coming out.
Grown Ups is the new one with Adam Sandler that's going to be coming out. It's coming out on June 25th. The director is Dennis Dugan. That's the new Adam Sandler flick. And he's got, like, everybody and his, like, all his best friends are in this film.
And it's coming out in Sandler, June,
Chris
so it must
Rock,
be a
Evan
big
James,
movie.
Rob Schneider, David Spade, Salma Hayek, Maria Bello, Steve Buscemi, Gary Busey, Norm MacDonald, and Tim Meadows.
All in one movie.
Yeah.
And it's in the summer, so it must be a big one.
I would imagine with that much talent in there, it should be. I think it's going to bomb, but, you know, what do I know? You know, that is, I think it's going to do probably as well as Hot Tub Time Machine.
Bruce, any parting thoughts? Any parting thoughts?
On?
Your pick.
Don't forget on Tuesday, we've got the Academy Award nominations are coming.
Oh, yeah. Now, real quick, what's the scoop? What's the buzz?
Well, Anne Hathaway is going to be, with Tom Sherrick, who's the president of the Academy, she is going to be making the announcements. Remember, this year we have 10 pictures that are going to be nominated for Best Picture. 9 of them you can just ignore. The Best Picture this year is going to be nominated is Avatar. The Best Picture that's going to win is Avatar. It's just, you cannot ignore, you know, the kind of money that it's making. You can't ignore the reaction that it's got. I don't understand it. I think it's just like a ghastly flick. I apparently am the only one with taste in the United States.
No fan of Avatar he.
No.
So we will talk to you hopefully next week, and we'll talk a little bit more Oscars.
Sounds good to me.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.